This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We saw a little bit of Tuesday weakness, we are kind of firming back up a little bit today. We got corn up a couple cents here on the grain market opening today, and we've got beans up about another six and a half cents as well, pushing back up toward yesterday's highs. So a little bit of choppiness to the trade here the last couple days. We are still waiting for a little bit more clarity coming out of what the trade agreement was agreed upon last week. Overnight, Chinese officials confirmed that the government has suspended the tariffs on U.S. imports, including farm goods, but the suspension did not include lifting the 13% tariff on U.S. soybean imports. Starting November 10th, the retaliatory duties up to 15% on some U.S. farm goods will be lifted for 1 year, but will still include a 10% levy. That 13% tariff, according to traders, is still going to keep the U.S. too expensive to the Brazilians. So what it tells me, Mark, is, you know, the Chinese buyers are, you know, the commercial buyers are not going to be buying a lot of our beans. They'll probably be buying them from Brazil because that's where it's cheaper due to that 13% tariff. And if they are going to fulfill their commitment of buying up to 12 million metric tons, which is what the White House is saying their commitment was for, that'll probably be done by COFCO, essentially the government arm of the buyers, essentially buying for their reserves.
Was that the first confirmation we got from any Chinese officials as far as the framework agreement?
That is the first one I have seen. Now, there could have been something else. I fully in all transparency.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers, stay on top of your local market with Basis Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every day, we bring you the latest corn and soybean cash prices from inland grain elevators and river terminals across Iowa. Get the prices you need to make the best selling decisions, no matter where you are in the state. Basis Matters connects you to the numbers that matter most to your farm. Tune in every weekday only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and make informed grain marketing decisions with Basis Matters.
December corn up 1 1/4 at 432 3/4. January soybeans up 5 3/4 at 11.27 1/4. December soybean meal up 380 at 321.20. December soybean oil up 13 cents at 49.66. Chicago wheat down 1 3/4 at 548.5. Minneapolis wheat is down a penny at 556. Kansas City hard red wheat down 2 pennies at 534.5. On the Merck, December live cattle down 348 at 224.30. November feeder cattle down 643 at 328.55. December lean hogs up 58 cents at 80.50. Class 3 milk up 12 cents at 17.14. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.